USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Longtime Republican U.S. Senator Bob Dole has died at 98. Dole fought in World War II, then came home to enter politics, serving in the U.S. House and the Senate. He ran for president in 1996. He was beaten, though, by Bill Clinton. The following year, in 1997, Clinton awarded Dole the Medal of Freedom at the White House. In his speech, Dole joked he was hoping to give a different speech that day.
I, Robert J. Dole. Do solemnly swear. Sorry, wrong speech.
His family says Bob Dole died in his sleep early Sunday. Again, he was 98. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The U.S. Space Force, still very new, but it's already taking on talk that China poses a threat, and deciding the rules of interstellar conduct and warfare is no longer just for the movies, according to the U.S. Space Force General David Thompson.
I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that they will be the leader in space by the end of the decade, but they're on an incredible pace.
Telling Fox News Sunday, China will have the most satellites in space by the end of the decade, and its ability to weaponize equipment and destroy satellites is of great concern as well. He says recent talks about such things have not gone well with China nor Russia, as he says they refuse to abide by the basic international principles of responsible behavior in space. A new poll finding almost two-thirds of Americans say at least one family member gets too drunk at holiday gatherings. The survey by one poll finds another 3 in 5 Americans report dreading going home for the holidays. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Mariah Carey's Christmas song goes diamond. Her 1994 holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You, has been diamond certified. It's the first holiday single to ever be awarded that title by RIAA, as Carey posted a photo of herself at her new award to Instagram, captioning it, "Diamonds are a girl's best friend." Disney's latest animated feature remains at the top of the movie box office leaderboard in the U.S. and Canada.
But Mama, why am I the only one that didn't get a gift?
You're just as special as anyone else in this family.
You just healed my hand with an arepa con queso.
Encanto, earning nearly $13 million in its second weekend in theaters in North America, and coming in second, Ghostbusters Afterlife, with just over $10 million. House of Gucci, co-starring Lady Gaga and Al Pacino, grossing nearly $7 million in its second week of release. And rounding out the top five, Christmas with The Chosen, The Messengers, followed by Eternals. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.